312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mark Conkle is a great columnist for Patch. He was on the program regularly, which is great for us and for the listeners, of course. He wrote a great piece about dealing with his parents and trying to get them to understand how important COVID-19 was, especially since they fit the age profile that it seems to have the most impact on. And Mark joins us now. Mark, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I think the reason that your column resonates is because I think most of us have gone through this. I mean, a lot of texters who have texted in just for me talking about the promo is, how do you get your elderly parents to understand that this is unprecedented?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, they've been through so much, you know. I mean, either Vietnam or war, you know, recessions, you know, outbreaks of one kind or another. They think that they've seen it all. And, you know, for my parents in particular, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, they're in their 70s. They're in that high-risk group. And when you talk to them about it, they laugh at me and call me paranoid. And, you know, the emails I've got from people are saying that, you know, they're running into the same thing. So, you know, I called the doctor and asked what to do. And, you know, she went over the things that we're supposed to do. You know, why don't you try reason? Show them some data. And I laughed because that's not going to work. you know, it's like, how do you tell somebody who's never wrong that they're wrong?
Yeah. I'll throw the number out, 312-981-7200, if you're having similar issues. You know, I only think, and my parents have turned the corner, and they're very vigilant about it now. But even a week ago, when we were talking about spring break plans that would be canceled, and we're like, we're not sure we should go, my mom's response is, well, you got to die sometimes.
Yeah, right? I mean, I get a lot of that. You know, when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing is that's interesting about it is they're more concerned about helping out us. You know, my sister's got a couple of kids. They're off school. You know, she works at a hospital. I'm putting two and two together. I'm like, my sister works at a hospital. You know, she can touch something, touch the kids, kill my parents. And, you know, they don't see it that way at all. I wrote the column, Sunday, but I had a conversation with my mom today, and I was like, look, we're going to have to do something. Like, we're going to have to take their temperature. We're going to have to do something so that, you know, you old fogies don't die on me too soon.
Your column goes into, like you said, you talk to a doctor about what you can do and suggestions to play, not necessarily about physical suggestions like wash your hands. Of course, that's part of it, and avoid crowds. But there's a little bit of tugging on, as she said, tugging on their elderly heartstrings. What does that mean?
Well, you know, it's like one of those things where you could try pleading with them. I mean, it was a trick that I tried before I talked to her. I was like, I don't want you to die. And then they still laugh at that. So ultimately what she said was, well, you've got to manipulate them and the best you can with, you know, how it would kill me if they died. What would happen to me if they died? And use the old guilt trip. And, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much it's worked, but I think that, you know, I'm persistent enough that I'm going to keep going with it. Doctor's orders.
847 says, thankfully, one of my dad's fellow parishioners from church convinced my 85-year-old dad with Crohn's disease not to go to church. Finally, they agreed to let him go shopping for him, too. He was so insistent that he wasn't going to be at risk. And I really think that's what it comes down to, is there's this insistence that risk is for somewhere else. I'm not at risk. I know what I'm doing. I know my routine. Nothing's going to disrupt it.
You know, yeah, and I think that, you know, what we're seeing in Europe and the measures that are being taken here, you know, I'm writing a column right now. I walked around the Loop today to have, you know, a last lunch at Pettorino's before it closed down, and to check in with people who are eating at restaurants. And the people who I happen to run into are the kind of people who were mad that restaurants are closing, and, you know, they're questioning the government's decision-making. And that's one side of it. But there's just so many things that are being closed down at least for 2 weeks or a month where, you know, what does it hurt to be more cautious. Even if, you know, there's some grand political conspiracy to overthrow the president and get all the status quo politicians in Chicago reelected. Even if that's the case, if it's going to save my mom and dad, I kind of err on the side of caution. But I still do not let go of the fact that, you know, Rahm Emanuel and Governor Pritzker are out there using, not letting this great crisis go to waste, as Rob's wants to say.
That's what they would say, right. Well, it's interesting, and I think that we've heard, I don't know, there's a strange dichotomy in this country right now. So I think, Mark, that, you know, I'm 45 years old. I know Pete as well. And we're taking it seriously. I mean, there's a lot of protocols, and everything is, as we're going to talk coming up, continuing with this show tonight. There's a lot that goes into it. I have not seen the same kind of, from the same kind of level of sincerity from generations that might be baby boomers to generations that might be Zoomers, the 19 and 20 year olds who, you know, are the ones that you saw, the 21 year olds lining up at St. Patrick's Day celebrations on Saturday. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what to take away from the fact that seems to be less interest from the couple of generations that don't seem to be taking this seriously.
Yeah, I don't know either. And, you know, I mean, I can see why people wouldn't take it so seriously because, you know, when you think about 100 people in a state of 12.5 million, what does that mean? And, you know, you see the, you know, things on Twitter about social distancing and, you know, I mean, how does wildfire spread? You know, it's the same kind of idea. And, you know, for whatever reason that these measures are being taken, you know, I'm a big baby when I get the sniffles. Let's be realistic. I just don't want to get sick, and I don't want my parents to die. And if I can't have a cheeseburger, at my favorite table or get a cocktail at the Matchbox, then, you know, I'm fine with that. But it's one of those situations where this is unprecedented. We don't know what to make of it. And there's some things that are really, really confusing. Like, how can we ban crowds of 50 but still have an election when, you know, a polling place, you know, could attract 100 people at the end of the night sometimes?
Yeah, no doubt. So what's the takeaway from your piece? Do you think that your mom and dad are going to take it seriously?
I hope so, just because, I think that if you're out there and you've got old, stubborn parents who know everything and don't want to listen to you, you have to manipulate them the best you can, according to, Dr. Tynes in my column. And I think you need to manipulate them regularly, and don't take it from me. These are doctor's orders, and you can blame me. Everybody else does. And, read it on Patch.com first so you get the full sense of what I'm talking about.
There you go. Mark Conkle, columnist at Patch, his piece up about his stubborn parents now. A great read. Mark, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man.
Man, thanks, man. Appreciate it.